We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. Thank God for Rolling Stone magazine. You've heard of it, I'm sure. It's the magazine that put Boston Marathon terrorist bomber Zokar Sarnaev on its cover and made him look like a model for the Abercrombie & Fitch catalog. I'm thankful to Rolling Stone today for making the never-ending task of coming up with material for these segments unbelievable. Easy. They put a piece on their website by Sean McElwee on April 23rd entitled Six Studies That Show Everything Republicans Believe Is Wrong. As the person who called this article to my attention said, a Niagara of You Tell Me material. Thank you, Rolling Stone. This and my next five articles all but write themselves. Let's take the first of the six examples of Republican wrongness, according to Mr. McElwee, the one that bears the subhead, The Minimum Wage Doesn't Kill Jobs. In his text, Mr. McElwee accuses Republicans of oversimplifying the minimum wage argument. His article says, quote, raise the price of labor through a minimum wage, Republicans claim, and employers will hire fewer workers, end quote. Well, give the man credit, he at least quotes the argument correctly. And the argument regarding minimum wage is, in fact, very simple. Raise the cost of something, and people buy less of it. Lefty authors and pundits, including the authors of the lefty websites, to which Mr. McElwee links us in support of his minimum wage thesis, all have one thing in common. To the extent that they have any experience at all with paychecks, that experience is limited to cashing them. They've never had the experience of writing one. Say minimum wage and people automatically think of fast food employees. But minimum wage affects employment in every industry. Entry-level jobs pay the least. That's because entry-level employees, because of their inexperience, offer the least economic benefit to an employer. But an entry-level job affords a young worker the opportunity to gain the experience necessary to advance to higher-paying jobs. Thus, when you arbitrarily raise the minimum wage beyond what an employer can economically pay, you wind up hurting the very people minimum wage is supposed to help. Speaking as someone who has written paychecks twice a month for nearly 23 years, I can tell you for certain that the price of labor has a direct effect on how much of it I buy. And I can also tell you for certain that as the price for entry-level labor rises, I either find a way to automate the doing of that labor or I simply say, this is something we can't afford to do. Near the end of the paragraph, McElwee says that raising the minimum wage helps the economy by, quote, giving workers more money to spend on goods and services, end quote. By that argument, we should quit pussyfooting around and raise the minimum wage to $48.08 an hour. That's $100,000 a year. Think of all the goods and services everyone would be buying then. Of course, try not to think about the fact that a gallon of milk, assuming you could find one, would cost over $23. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Sunny and warm tomorrow, says Dr. Bob Peters, perfect for a short sabbatical in the vineyard. It's simply amazing what a 20-minute drive can do for the spirit if that drive is taken in the right direction. In what seemed like a matter of days, Keepersall broke out in a beautiful lush green. The Keepersall vineyard gently rolls away from the brand new tasting room. It's a visual feast that will help wring out the stress of the just completed week. Make your first stop the tasting bar where you can try any of the wines in the Keepersall collection. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee goes on my tab. Pick the one that you like, grab a glass or a bottle, and prepare to the patio for an exercise in gracious living. You won't believe me until you experience it, but then you will know the Napa Valley has nothing on the Keepersall Winery. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.